Rosebuds are my guest today. The band is typically the core duo of Ivan Howard on guitar and vocals and Kelly Crisp on keyboards. They're married and they're out on tour with their full band today. They're from Raleigh, North Carolina. The new album is called The Night of the Furies, and there is an almost mystical story in the album liner notes. And I ask Ivan to tell the real story of the Furies.
We were at our house late one night, and a tropical storm was blowing in, and we have giant pine trees in our yard that somebody planted, I think, 60 years ago now, and they're about to fall on top of our house. So we were laying there in the bed, basically freaking out about that situation, and I guess kind of like the anxiety and fears. Kelly just tried to calm me down by just telling me a story, and the Night of the Furies kind of evolved from that night.
So it was the real story. It was just her story got intertwined with the tropical storm.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, and the Furies appear throughout in various guises throughout the album, but it's not, the story doesn't keep going or anything like that so much.
Right. It's not really like a concept record.
Right.
Because we had songs wrote before, some of them.
I would say there are some vignettes through the record that have to do with the idea of the Furies, but we tried not to, force it at all. So it is woven in there throughout.
That's Kelly Crisp. She and Ivan Howard are at the center of the Rosebuds, and they're a five-piece on tour. Who else is playing with you today?
We have Matthew McCon over here on drums, Giorgio Angelini on bass, and Justin Vernon over here on guitar.
And what do you want to start off with?
I think we want to start with Get Up, Get Out. Is it okay with you?
Sounds good.
Great.
Have brought temptation and contempt to our tongues, but on the other side of this dividing wall, there's a never-ending feast and shoes with pearls that iron gates will rust, and out of this darkness will run. So get up, get out and fill the streets, let's dance in the ash of their big chimneys. Now it's late, but meet us there. We need our friends everywhere. So get up, get out, and go with me. We'll sing from the branches of sweet gum trees. I know it's late, but meet us there. Heard on the lips, and soon the whispers will both howl in the courts of the rich. But one dark night, desperate crowds will show, swollen like rivers with the winter snow, with our dollars on our arms, into the gardens we'll run. So get up, get out, and feel the street. Dance in the ash of their big chimneys. I know it's late, but meet us there. We need our friends everywhere. Together, yeah.
Get Up, Get Out is from the Rosebuds, who are playing live for us today. And you probably know that one because I find it irresistible and I've been playing it a bunch. Great song, but I must say intuitively, I hear what you guys are doing, and it kind of says, I don't know, it doesn't say North Carolina to me. It says like Manchester or something. How has this album evolved from the first couple?
We really didn't have a drummer at the time we were writing songs for the record.
For this record?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We were just at home, like, by ourselves and playing with a little Casio keyboard.
That Kelly got from babysitting about 10 years ago. And
yeah, it was a toy.
And we never had plans for these songs to be on a Rosebuds record. We were just kind of writing songs that were fun to us to hear. And
I assure you, we weren't trying to write songs like slanted towards that Manchester vibe, because I don't think we could try to do that. We grew up on dirt roads in North Carolina. It couldn't be further away from Manchester.
Right.
But we did have a Rose's department store. I did. And I guess in the late 80s, they were carrying like Depeche Mode and Pet Shop Boys along with CCR.
Right.
That's the only thing you could get where I lived. And so I guess that sort of influence sort of snuck out into the music and melodies and stuff.
Now, I noticed there are going to be remixes of things from this album, and I noticed that Dean and Britta are doing a remix, which I have to bring this up because Pitchfork had one of the most frightening things to me. They referred to you guys and Mates of State, and I suppose Dean and Britta could be, as couple core.
Yeah, it's like because we're married, Ivan and I are married, it's I think some people might think that the marriage is a gimmick.
Yeah, well, there's so many bands in married couple, and just not that many bands with four guys with guitars and bass.
Yeah,
drums,
not enough, you know, so.
They're one of those, I don't know, guitar core guy core bands, but we are different. I guess that it's, you know, it's not a genre at all. But I do think that people, it's easy for people to talk about and to write about because it's interesting, because it's different, but it's not, it's just the way we live. It's not a gimmick, you know, for a band, but it does make the band fun for some reason.
Now, how do you guys split up? Well, you probably don't split it up. Writing, is one person write a complete song, or do you go back and forth on what you contribute?
I kind of come up with the skeletons and it's back and forth after that.
Ivan's like a melody writing genius, so he just writes these great melodies all the time, and sings them, hums them, and plays them. And he can do whatever, and then we just work together to fill them out.
She's too kind.
That's true.
Well,
I'm
there
sure
are.
Be flattering.
The only thing I will concur is there are a lot of great melodies on this album, so it came from somewhere. What do you want to do next?
I think we'll do a Silence by the Lakeside.
Thank you. ourselves we know.
Rosebud's playing live, and that is Silence by the Lakeside. Another song that has that, I love this combination of a really beautiful, like one could even say pop melodies, and this kind of darkness that's in the lyrics. Where does that come from? Should I look at you, Ivan?
I think Kelly, too. I don't really know.
It's hard for us to... Well, I feel like we think this band is an art project. And if we take it seriously as an art project, then we have to make the lyrics say something. And Ivan writes, like I said, these great, you know, sort of nuanced pop melodies. Right. And they're great. But my lyrics sometimes are a little darker. They're political and stuff like that. And Ivan's are too. So what we try to do is reconcile the two. And what we end up with is a song that's probably kind of disturbing if you think about it, because... You think it's a happy pop song, you know, and the message is different from the medium.
Yeah, which I sometimes that dichotomy leads you to a different, deeper place with the songs, and I think that's really important too.
Right,
so it's kind of cool. Well, earlier this year, you did something I don't think anybody who's been in here recently has done, which is you went to Russia.
Yeah,
did you play a live show there?
We did actually. Yes, we got a. Email from a guy saying, you want to come play Russia? And we were like, yes. And we didn't know what to expect, because we toured Europe last year and just kind of, just from random emails people sent us, we didn't have a label or anything over there. And so we just gambled and went, and we get there, and it's the first big budget Russian movie premiere festival. And
so, they had used our song. They asked us to use.
Yeah.
Boxcar from our last record on the film soundtrack, and we said yes, and so this was part of that red carpet sort of event festival.
So we get there, and there's like huge billboards all over Moscow with like Ian Brown, the Rosebuds, and Brett Anderson. And I was like,
wow. It was really I said, we'll never be normal after this.
We were walking up the President Hotel, I think it's the same place Bill Clinton
up
stayed.
These like palatial staircase, you know, these stairs up in the front of the.
And I turned to Justin, I was like, man, do you realize, and like, I grew up on a tobacco farm, you know? Like when my parents found out we were going to Russia, they were like kind of freaked out by it, you know.
They were afraid. They were excited, and they were afraid at the same time, because, you know, it's so, I don't know, it's a scary experience for everybody who grew up and or who remembers anything, any relations between Russia.
It was
pre-80s, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But it was amazing. Yeah.
But it was an incredible experience.
Well, now, how did they latch onto the song for the film? How did that come about?
They were listening to internet radio.
Yeah. Excellent.
They found it, American radio.
The endangered internet radio.
Yeah, right, exactly. But your little tour of Europe was an eye-opener as well, because you guys, as you say, didn't have a label there, but you had a lot of people at shows.
We didn't really have any distribution support either, so we didn't know what was going to happen. We were doing it as a way to sort of a grassroots approach at trying to get a label in Europe, and we would show up, like we showed up in Vienna to play a show, and it was sold out. It was packed, and people were singing the songs and stuff, and we were like, what is going on? And we found out that they had been playing the song Leaves Do Fall on their national radio station, like 10 times a day or something like that.
And it was a random MySpace email.
Yeah, it just was this guy was like, hey, do you want to come to Vienna? And we had no idea that we would be, you know, that we've had even anybody at the show.
And me and Giorgio and Kelly went to Europe, and Giorgio was like, well, let's do it.
You know, we went to all these countries.
We were like, I don't know if we want to go to Vienna. Like, I mean, who knows who this guy is? You know?
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen there? But we went anyway, and it just was great. So we went all around that same way, and it just kind of turned out to be really supportive and a big surprise.
Yeah, that's great. You know? And did you get distribution there now?
Yeah, we're working on something. Good, actually,
that's cool. The Rosebuds are our guests, and what do you guys want to finish up with?
Well, why don't we do Leaves Do Fall?
Shouted, where? Out at the sea. 'Cause you're my love, my family.
I'll wait for the leaves to fall. Hold your white to save us all. I want both my hands and me.
I'm a desperate girl that terrifies.
Sooner boy will sell, then they'll need me. Then we'll have kids and our family.
But I waited for the leaves to fall. Oh, John White to save us all. I want out both my hands and me.
I'm a desperate man and I'm terrified.
Birds don't sing in this old tree, and I've grown deaf, listen to the sea. So I must go, my bones must leave, to an earthen home to cradle me.
But I waited for the leaves to fall. Oh, John White to save us all. I've worn out both my hands and knees.
I'm a desperate girl that terrifies me.
My baby's alone, and now I have to wait for an ancient promise I could not keep. But some folks say lovers in death to me.
The song that, unbeknownst to our guests, was a smash hit in Vienna. Finishing up our set today from the Rosebuds. Thank you guys so much for coming
by.
Thank you for having us.
A real treat, the Rosebuds. And we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.